Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. Remove the block and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime. The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. In the Regent home in California, following the explosion which damaged Robert Regent's scientific laboratory, Dorothy insists she has heard the voice of her brother, Frank Chandler, whom she believes to be in India, urging her to meet him in Paris. And the same day, Regent receives a letter from an international committee offering him a top-secret scientific post in Europe. The following morning, while the family is at breakfast, Regent looks out into the sunny garden and rises from the table with an exclamation of horror. Chandu, the magician.
Dorothy, who is that man?
Why, it's the new gardener. I'd better call him over to the window and speak to him about cleaning up the glass in the laboratory.
No, where did he come from?
Oh, from the employment agency, darling. What's the matter?
Send him away, Dorothy. Send him away, now.
Why, Dad, the poor guy said he hadn't had a job for months.
I can believe it.
Daddy! Oh, Mother, he looks awful.
Robert, you can't mean you know Marco.
Not by that name. But the last time I saw him, he was working as a guard for Roxor.
Guard for Roxor?
You must be mistaken, dear.
Send the children out of here, Dorothy. I don't want...
I know. Bob, Betty.
Okay, Mom, we'll go. Come on, Beth.
I can't. I don't want them to see me like this.
But they'll understand, oh. Robert. Oh, Bob, wait a minute. Tell Marco to work on the other side of the house for a while.
Okay.
Mother, don't you want us to send him right away?
No, no. We'll decide later what to do.
Darling.
Go on now, children.
Oh, it's shameful for the children to see me like this.
Of course it isn't, darling. You can't help it. Don't you want me to call Dr. Sloan?
No. It's just that the sight of that fellow brought it all back. I couldn't go through that again.
You aren't going to. I know how hard you've been trying to make the children believe you're just the same as when you went away.
I hope you thought so, too.
Nobody could endure what you have and be the same right away. You don't have to pretend with us, Robert. We love you.
Hey, Marco, can you work around the other side for a while? My mother wants it done first.
Just the sight of that man's face. I'll never forget how he stood over me, grinning like an ape.
Don't, darling. I'll send him away. He can't hurt you anymore.
But what's he doing here? It's not just by accident.
Darling, it doesn't matter. Roxor's dead.
Oh, I know. But, Dorothy, it can't be coincidence that this fellow's turned up here. He wants something from my filing room.
You think he set off the explosion?
Of course I do. Well, I know what to do.
I knew you'd think of something.
I'm going to pack up all my papers and put them in storage. Nobody can get at them then.
Even you can't, Robert.
I won't need them.
Oh, You're not going to give up your work.
Oh, of course not. What would I have to live for?
You do have a family, you know.
Well, I wouldn't be very good company, my dear, sitting about doing nothing.
Well, then, what are you planning
to do? I'm going to send a radiogram to Blackburn. I'm going to take that offer and go to Paris.
If we sit here by the pool, we can watch Marco every minute, Bob.
Yeah. Gee, I'm sorry for Dad. I hope Marco didn't hear him.
Oh, wasn't it awful?
I thought he might be like this when we first found him, but he acted just like anybody else then. I guess it caught up with him all of a sudden.
Oh, I wish Uncle Frank were here. I bet he'd come if we sent for him.
We don't know where he is.
I wonder if the newspaper would know.
What newspaper?
Oh, you know. That piece Daddy was reading just before he saw Marco. It said Uncle Frank was appointed to a diplomatic post in the Balkans.
Well, sure,
but... Well, maybe it tells where Uncle Frank is.
Well, we can't go in and get it now, Bets. Anyway, I think if it said where he was, Dad would have said so.
We could send a radiogram to Najee. Only Mother...
Only she might not be in Cairo.
No. I mean, Mother might not like it. She was so funny about that miniature we found in Malta.
She sure was. But what if it did look like Najee?
Well, when Najee didn't come that day, Mother told me again not to say anything to Uncle Frank about the picture.
For Pete's sake.
Anyway, if Najee knows where Uncle Frank is, I don't see why we can't ask her. If he found out Marco used to work for Rockstar...
Bets, look.
What?
By the living room windows. Marco's left the lawnmower.
You mean he climbed in the window?
No. I mean, I bet he heard what Dad said. I bet he's gone.
Oh, Bob, we'll have to go and tell Daddy. Marco might come sneaking around here in the middle of the night.
Come in. Did you bring the American newspapers, too? Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought it must be the bellboy.
Mr. Chandler?
Yes?
My name is Gerdek. May I come in?
Please do. Paris hotel service is still none too good, as you seem. I didn't know you were on your way up here. Well, take this chair.
Thank you. Please do not blame the hotel service, Mr. Chandler. I did not ask to be announced to you.
Oh?
I felt it might be better if no one knew this little chap.
Would you mind telling me how you knew where I was?
My dear Mr. Chandler, a man of your importance. Why, the press has been ringing with your name.
I see. What can I do for you, Mr. Giddick?
You Americans. If all your diplomats are so blunt, I do not wonder they are misunderstood.
Oh, this is something about my appointment?
It is, indeed.
And yet you came here in secret.
For a quite good reason. One you will appreciate yourself. If no one knows we have had this talk, you can withdraw without embarrassing explanations.
Withdraw?
Exactly. This mission of yours to the Balkans cannot succeed in any case.
It's kind of you to take so much interest in a very minor appointment, Mr. Gerdin.
We know that Frank Chandler is not sent anywhere because of a minor consulate vacancy.
We?
Naturally, I am not acting alone.
Oh, naturally. Come to the point, will you?
You are not a wealthy man, Mr. Chandler. Your rubber plantation in the East Indies has not been producing since the war.
Quite a dossier you collected. Well?
We are prepared to go to some lengths to avoid, let us say, an open break.
I can see you are.
If you will withdraw from this appointment for reasons of health, perhaps, or your family needs you, we understand Robert Regent has suffered a complete breakdown.
Yes?
Or you might go to California to write your memoirs. They should make interesting reading, especially your long residence in India.
I can think of reasons if I need them. Just what is your offer?
We are prepared to leave the amount to you.
Very flattering.
You accept?
Oh, not just yet. Give me time to consider a
good round sum.
We are not joking, Mr. Chandler.
You still haven't told me whom you represent.
The check will be honored, if that is what you mean.
No, I'm not worried about that. You'd hardly pay a traitor with a bad check. It wouldn't look well in the papers.
The American sense of humor is beyond me.
I only want to know where I stand.
You would be a fool to refuse, and you, Mr. Chandler, are no fool.
Thank you.
We are not going to be stopped by one man or a coalition. It is to your own advantage to step aside.
Oh, I understand you. You make it very clear.
Good.
But don't threaten me. I don't like it. Who sent you here?
I am not at liberty to say.
Then shall we consider this delightful chat ended? I was going out anyway.
Sit down, Chandler.
I was just going to open the door for you.
No, wait.
Why?
Very well. If you insist, I will take you to him.
To whom?
My immediate superior. I will have to consult first with him, of course.
Do that, will you?
You will not leave France until you hear from me again?
That depends on how long it takes your principal to make up his mind.
I will see him in half an hour at dinner.
And after that, there will be telegrams to send and receive.
Tender?
Or perhaps a long-distance call. Better telephone. I might be out of France.
If it were left to me, I would put a bullet in your head.
Advise your principal to do it. Why don't you?
Will you come with me now?
You make it sound very inviting, Gerdick.
I am simply inviting you to dine with us, since you doubt our good faith.
Why, I'm delighted, my dear fellow. Just a moment, will you? I'll get my hat.
I knew this way was best. He is a fool, after all.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It's a great trick. Changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.